Welcome to the Patient Activation Network podcast. I'm your host, Matt Cavallo. I have with me today Dr. John Foley. Dr. Foley is the director of the Rocky Mountain MS Clinic and the founder of the Rocky Mountain MS Research Group. Dr. Foley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Matt. Thank you for having me on.
Well, you've been a pioneer in the field of MS research for so long. Could you tell our audience a little bit about your background and how you got into neurology?
Certainly. I had a great mentor in medical school who was the chairman of the Department of Neurology at the Medical College of Wisconsin. I actually spent some time in Dublin in neurology and really realized at that point that I wanted to spend the bulk of my career working with people with multiple sclerosis. I had a great mentor at the University of Utah where I did my neurology residency in Jack Pettijohn, who was just a wonderful guy and really made a great example about how to treat people with MS and how to pursue research going forward to get better methods of treatment.
You know, when you got into MS, there wasn't as many treatment options available. And we've seen great growth in that sector over the past 10 or 15 years. Your Rocky Mountain MS Research Group has driven a lot of that research. How did you get involved with all of that?
Well, before we get into that, Matt, I mean, it was pretty bleak back when I was a resident. There has just been an amazing evolution in therapeutics over the last 15 years, as you've alluded to. We basically had steroids and ACTH back then, a steroid-like drug, and that was pretty much it. So we were incredibly excited in the early 90s when we first had the introduction of interferons to the therapeutic environment. Since that time, we've really been very excited about trying to move the field forward. We've done a large amount of research specifically with a drug called Tysabri or natalizumab, trying to improve the safety profile of that drug. And I think there are some things now that are really coming to fruition with us being able to possibly roll out some techniques that will really help make that drug safer. And we're very interested in monoclonal antibodies in general, this class of drug that's really made a lot of the forward progress in MS possible.
When we talk about MS treatments and data points, you know, there's more to MS than just the treatments. And I understand that you're looking at the progression of MS through many different channels, including a new app. Is that correct?
That's correct, Matt. You know, sometimes we lose a little bit of track of the fact that it's not just about the drug and the clinic and the doctor. It's really about the whole milieu of trying to make oneself healthier. And that diet, exercise, just really state of mind, stress control, all of that factors significantly into the greater milieu of trying to preserve brain tissue, which is really our bottom line here. We don't want people having inflammatory events where their brain shrinks further. To that point, we really felt that we had a deficiency in being able to measure people carefully, really with a variety of what we call biosensors to assess how stable the disease course is. This really brought me to the point where I wanted to say, hey, we have the technology with the internet that can capture a lot of data. Let's go ahead and do it and bring it out there for the community.
When you're talking about these different data points, what does that look like from the lens of the patient? What kind of things are you trying to measure?
Well, so what we're doing now, Matt, is we have put together a set of metrics, and it's fairly simple. It basically, we have taken things that were generated by the National Institutes of Health called PROs, or patient reported outcomes. So those are just a set of very brief questions, usually 5 to 7 questions per PRO. And the important thing about this is that they have standardized where people should be for how many of those they answer in a way that a patient who's doing very well would answer. So it's easy for us to develop sort of some standard deviations and see how far below or above the mean those individuals are. We also have taken some what we call performance metrics, which are things that we oftentimes hope we can do in the office, but many times don't really quite have time to do. And we've put those on both the iPhone and the Android as part of the app. The third phase of the app is to actually acquire data about total number of steps taken, as well as total distance traveled in a day. We think that really, to some degree, life is movement, and we really want people moving. And being able to obtain this analysis with the rest of the data, we think will be very helpful to us in being able to assess disease stability.
So as a person living with MS, you know, I may see my neurologist twice a year, and a lot of things may happen throughout the course of the year that I might not think is remarkable, or, you know, that I might forget by the time I see my neurologist. Does this app give me a way to kind of self-monitor in between visits or record things that might be important to my neurologist for the next time I see him?
It does indeed, Matt. Actually, it really is critical for that specific function. It works great for distance monitoring as well. If people live a long ways from their neurologist, what you can do as a patient is actually go into the dashboard side of this, which does require a computer. There's a little bit more data to be displayed than you can really see adequately on a phone. But if you go onto your computer dashboard, you can actually compare how stable you are with others if you want. And probably the most important thing is you can compare how stable you were 6 months ago with where you are now. There's directionality to it. So with each biosensor or PRO that's answered, there's a positive direction, stable, or negative direction. So we can see all of that. The other thing is, we haven't quite built this yet, but we're working on a rheostat of stability for individual neurologists so that they could actually put the names of their patients up, and they'll see a little red box occur if the direction of that individual is negative rather than stable or positive. So we think that this is going to help quite a bit with just at a glance who needs more attention while they're not actually in the office. And we're really excited about that part of it as well.
This app is really taking off in the MS community. You know, the one thing we haven't addressed so far is what is the name of the app if people wanted to find it?
Yeah, so the app is called MS Care Connect, and it's readily available at both the Apple and Android stores. You can download it. There's no cost involved, and you can start using it. The more you fill out as a baseline, the better it is. But what happens is baseline data is asked for, and then about every 7 to 10 days, you'll get 3 or 4 minutes of things to do, which really help build a long-term record of how stable the individual is with their MS.
Now, one of the things that can be a little bit frustrating as a patient is that, you know, we do have all this smartphone technology, but oftentimes it's hard to take that into our doctor's office and get our doctors to use this technology. Do you have any strategies for maybe somebody like me that wants to use this app and how to communicate to my doctor what I'm doing?
Wow, I can't believe you're asking that question. That segues right into one of the advantages. It's almost like you knew you were clairvoyant here. So actually, what you can do is we have designed a one-page summary. So we are working on clinics having direct access on their side, but If you have a physician who hasn't accessed it yet, and a color printer, even a black and white will work, color's a little bit better, you can actually print out a one page, which is as much as we think that a busy clinician will really look at, but it's a one page summary of all of the questionnaire, PROs you filled out, all of the performance things. We actually have color vision plates and a few other performance tests in there. And the summary is very convenient. It's on one side of one page, and it gives a very nice snapshot of where you are at that point in time. It also shows what the last response was before this response, so you get a directionality to how stable things are. We also have in there just the symptom tracker, which also gives the clinician an idea at a glance of what things you're really having trouble with. Those are color-coded green, yellow, or red, things like just visual acuity or mobility, that sort of thing.
So do you see this as being a way that a patient could be more proactive in getting engaged or activated in their care, but also speeding up efficiencies at the physician office so that way they can get right to the heart of the matter?
I think it's really empowering, Matt, actually. I mean, there's one statistic out there that 96% of healthcare app users think that health apps improve their quality of life. And this is a very specific app. This isn't going to really help people that don't have an app. It really is taking advantage of these newer technologies of internet access and the computing power of smartphones to really allow someone to really empower them on the side of disease stability, which is really, really critical these days. We have so many good drugs. We don't want people going downhill to a significant extent before we reevaluate them and consider potentially other options therapeutically. This is also a time where we can get back in there and say, okay, hey, here's your exercise profile. We know that exercise helps. Is there a way we can alter what you're doing right now? It also really focuses the visit and doesn't waste time on extraneous things. You probably have found physicians out there now seem to almost have less and less time. And you really want to capture all the key points in that visit. And this really helps with that.
I know you're still practicing neurologist at the Rocky Mountain MS Clinic. Is there any data or any scenarios that you could share with us or success stories that have come out of your practice with using this app?
Well, so the app has only been out for 6 months. But even then, we are starting to see trends that have been helpful to us. Because some of the things, as far as performance metrics, we just can't get to on every visit. There are things like just a 25-foot timed walk inside the app. You still have to measure it, but having that data available to us separately from just the clinic visit has been enormously effective. I've got a second computer monitor now in my exam room. We pull up the app data together with the clinical data, and we really look at the app data first. It's been very focusing for us, and we caught some changes that we really didn't see in the clinic, and it helped focus us on maybe we need to make some changes in the therapeutic plan.
So we've been talking a little bit about PROs, and for those listening that may not know, those are patient-reported outcomes, as Dr. Foley mentioned earlier. As an MS patient, I can be a little bit competitive when I have PRO type of measures. I always want to see whether or not I am meeting or exceeding the norms. Does this app have any gamification like that where I can see what the norm is for my age and gender for those PROs?
Well, they're not split out specifically by age and gender, and they probably should be, but you can download your one-page summary, and basically each PRO has a green zone, a yellow zone, and a red zone. And once you are starting to move into that yellow-red zone, that's an area where you are right around that minus two standard deviation area, which suggests that there's definite abnormality going on that should be attended to, Matt. So yes, you can see all of that at a glance, actually.
And these are all things that I can do at home that don't require special equipment, or are there things that, you know, as a patient, I might need to go out and purchase?
Well, the only thing you need is some sort of a tape measure or a yardstick to measure off 25 feet and to put some tape at the start and some tape at the end. That's really the only extraneous tool required to perform all of the metrics. So that's kind of handy. It's all inside the phone.
And it's so important because, you know, as somebody living with a chronic illness, MS specifically, you know, people want to check in and people want to know how you're doing. And oftentimes we don't know from day to day. We can't see. I feel about the same as I did yesterday, and yesterday was a good day. But having this kind of application really is a game changer, because now I can look at my performance in the areas that are important for MS and start to really gauge where I'm at and what I'm doing. And how would I take that data and communicate it to my doctor? Would I say, hey, you know, I'm in the yellow zone or I'm in the red zone. Is there anything we can do? Is there any kind of coaching there that you might suggest?
Yeah, I really do think it gives, you know, when people come in, it's hard to remember where you were exactly 6 months ago or a year ago. And the one thing this does is give us a very nice record at a granularity level that is fairly high. So this, I think, really can be enormously helpful, both personally for you to be looking at this and saying, hey, I've gone down in these areas. I didn't really realize it, but I'm not doing as well, say, for some of the cognitive testing. I didn't really mention it, but there's some actual four cognitive tests that measure things like memory and executive function. And I think at the very least, I want to be careful not to over-promise. There's still a huge importance to the clinical interaction that happens inside the clinic. But I think this sets the stage and can help kind of guide the clinical interaction with your doctor or care provider in a way that really optimizes the use of time in the clinic. And that's really what we like about it. And, you know, it might prompt you to say, hey, I think maybe I need to make a visit. I just checked this out and I'm kind of a negative in three different things over 6 months, and I better get in and see them. That sort of thing. We're excited about that.
I mean, that is great advice, because, you know, oftentimes in a busy life, you know, trying to live your best with MS, you know, you don't check in with yourself. And I think this app does a great job of doing that. Just real quick before we close out the PROs, you mentioned cognition and mobility as some of the measures. Do you also look into the activities of daily living?
Yeah, we do. Actually, there are a number of other things that are acquired. We have some drug satisfaction assessments. We have assessments of exercise, smoking use. Of course, marijuana has become a big issue in multiple sclerosis and its use in pain in the states in which it's legal. There are a number. We also acquire relapse data. We didn't really talk about that, but we have a whole section for when you're having a relapse, and we try and capture how long that relapse is, what systems it's in, and how much worse it leaves you. there is some data out there, Matt, that actually a significant relapse can leave you with a lowered level of ability, so more disability after a relapse. That's really one of the reasons we don't like relapses, because they do have a higher probability of leaving people at a lower functional level. So assessing that is very important to us as well. So there are some collateral areas that we definitely like to assess here as well.
So we've been talking to Dr. John Foley, and we've been talking about the MS Care Connect app. So as we're starting to wind down the podcast here, is there any takeaways that you would like our listeners to come away with?
Yes, I think it's extremely important to stay relatively aggressive in how you treat this disease, Matt. I think we've made enormous progress. You don't want to let brain neuronal tissue loss progress, which is really the bottom line of looking at how much reserve brain cells you have and spinal cord cells, how much stability you have with the disease. Is the drug you're on really doing an adequate job treating you? Are the rest of the interventions you're making helping to a significant degree? And all of this really is contingent on having an idea of how stable you are. And we just don't think it's adequate to have a 20 or 30 minute evaluation with your clinician every 6 or 12 months to really provide that information. And we've got the tools now to do better. Let's do better. Let's get the MS Care Connect app out there, and it gives a simple one-page summary to bring in to your clinician with you, and it really gives you a permanent record of how well you've done over time. That would probably be my closing advice.
Well, he's Dr. John Foley, founder of the MS Care Connect app, director of Rocky Mountain MS Clinic, and founder of the Rocky Mountain MS Research Center. For those of us living with MS, you know, you've just been such a pioneer, and, you know, we just appreciate your continued efforts in the field and are so excited to get the word out there about this app. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Matt, and I really appreciate your help and your interest with doing better for people with MS. It's really fabulous.
My name's Matt Cavallo. This has been the Patient Activation Network podcast. If you want more information on the MS Care Connect app, you will find that in the podcast show notes. We have links to both the Android and the iTunes application. We also have links to the site itself, so you can see some videos and learn some more information. Thank you for tuning in to the Patient Activation Network podcast. We look forward to bringing you another inspirational story soon.